evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What a phenomenal call we have tonight. I know a training speaker that I'm really looking forward to learning and hearing from. But before we get started tonight, I just thank Ms. Sherilyn Gagata for doing a phenomenal job on our monthly, first Monday of every month. We do a B2B call exclusively designed and tailor-made to our B2B associates on the team, and fantastic job you did tonight, Cheryl. So that said, I'd like to get things kicked off and started tonight, so we're going to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a platinum director, a six-figure earner on the More Success Team. But the most important thing is he is my father and my dad, and that is none other than Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. I'm trying. We've got a lot of people on the line. They're packed out tonight. I'm trying to keep the lines muted as much as possible. So if you're on the line tonight, if you can mute yourself out on your end, please do so. But it is my privilege, Jeremy, to introduce tonight's special guest speakers. You know Russell and Carol Peden. They actually live in Yorktown, Virginia. They've been with Legal Shield since January 12th of 1993. If I'm figuring right, that looks like about 25 years. Russell and Carol started out as 21 and 22-year-old college students with no experience in sales or business, no real education outside their high school diplomas. What they did have was a desire to share the services with everyone they knew, cared about, and came in contact with. When they started, the only tools they had were a cassette tape and a black and white brochure, and I can remember those days. They earned $7,700 the first year handing out that cassette tape and asking people to listen to it. Doing the same thing the next year, their income doubled to $15,900. Then it doubled again their third year to $30,000. With the help of their team, their income tripled the fourth year to over $100,000 and tripled again the next year. More importantly, they've helped dozens of people create six-figure incomes for their families, and 16 of those folks have actually become Millionaire Club members. They owe their success to their great mentors, Woody and Fran Alexander. I remember them outstanding people that way back when my father was first in the business. They believed in them and taught them everything they knew about recruiting and team building. They enjoy a significant passive residual income from the nearly 450,000 memberships that have been sold by the 90,000-plus associates that have joined their team over the last 25 years. They're $250,000 ring earners, millionaire club members, platinum jacket earners, and 1,000 production achievement award also. So, Mr. Russell Peden, welcome to the call, sir.
I'm right here. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. I mean, Randy, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was shelling your dad there. Sorry about that. So glad to be on the call. Thanks. It's always a pleasure, as always, whenever to be invited on the More Success Team call. I look forward to getting those calls from Ken personally to ask me to come on and just share a few thoughts. And so especially glad to do it now. And is honest. So just glad to be on, and man, just listen to you go over that bio. It sounds so much better when you say it than I say it myself, Randy. I appreciate it. But
you bet.
But anyway, guys, look, I'm just super excited. And if you're not excited, most of you that were at the convention in Oklahoma City, I've come back. And just the only thing I didn't like about that bio that you just went over, Randy, was the $250,000 ring part, because if my wife, as most of you have known, if you saw me in Oklahoma and you asked me where Carol was, I told you exactly what she told me. She says, I'm not coming to another big event until we get a new ring. So, and I told her, I said, well, look, we got the first two rings together. Can we get the next one together? She's like, nope, you got to do it on your own. I'm taking care of the four babies. So anyway, so my goal is to bring my wife to the Oklahoma City International Convention, excuse me, Dallas Oklahoma International Convention next year. At a new ring, and we're just going to skip over the $300,000 and the $400,000. So I'm putting it out there to all of you so that you can hold me accountable. If you want to call me, text me. If you see me lollygagging somewhere online or doing something, you have my permission to go, hey, Mr. Peden, how's that $500,000 ring looking for Oklahoma, for Dallas 2019? Because that's my stretch goal. My your nuts goal, my whatever goal you want to call it. That's my big, audacious, hairy goal for 2019. So mainly because I just want my wife to come back to the convention. I'm sick and tired of all y'all asking me where Carol is. Where's Carol? So that's my big goal. I just want to start the call off and let you guys know that. But going back to being excited, guys, if you left Oklahoma City a couple weekends ago and you weren't excited about where we're going, I mean from everything from the breakthrough trainings on Thursday and Friday, I mean, I was ready. After I attended Kevin Moeller's training on Thursday, I was ready to go. It wasn't for Jack listening, wanting to hear Jack Canfield and meet him and get my book signed and all that. I could have gone home Thursday afternoon. Then after I saw Jack Canfield on Friday, I could have gone home then. I mean, I was ready to go then as well because I say I got everything I came to get from the convention because I came to the convention with specific questions, things I wanted to learn personally and be able to focus on and come out of the convention. And both Kevin Rowland, his amazing training on increasing your level up, and Jack Canfield training on how to change your mindset and take yourself to the next level was all I needed to hear from the convention. Now, all the other training was amazing. Hearing the great stories from everyone else was incredible. But I'm telling you guys, I came out of there fired up and focused about going and taking my team to the next level. Now, the company, as of yesterday, or as of today, I guess, gave us all those great promotions and announcements that we heard at the convention a couple weeks ago, and all that goes into effect today. So, and if you don't have a plan to get after it, then you're going to be left behind a lot of folks who do. And, you know, I came out of there with one focus in mind, that was to increase the number of organizational recruits we have with our team and increase the number of people who have joined our team who get off and to get to a fast start, get leveled up, as we like to say here in Legal Shield. And, you know, when your team gets to be a pretty good size like mine and Jeremy's and Randy's and many others on this call, you know, it's easy to say, well, you know, the bigger your team, it's harder to affect the level up percentage. Well, that sounds like a lame. And I used to use that excuse. So I said, well, I got a big team. So the farther I am away from the new recruit, the harder it is for me to affect the number of people who are getting leveled up or getting, you know, up to senior associate within their 20-day window. In fact, it's not even the 20 days, just making sure that they get paid and promoted, hopefully within 20 days, but definitely within their first month as a brand new associate. So, you know, I used to use that excuse of my team's too big for me to have any effect on that. And then I can hear Woody going, well, your team's not recruiting so many people that you can't affect it. It's entirely up to you. The other thing I got from the convention, guys, and Mr. Self covered this convention, is that this is our business. This is your business and my business. Each one of us is responsible for our own business and affecting the things that we need to affect with our own individual teams or our own individual activities. So that's another tip that I came away from the convention, is that I can affect anything on my team that I want to affect. I can't just – because it's not up to my team to make sure that my LUQ is where it needs to be. It's up to me to make sure that number is where I want it to be. So my team's been hovering right around 20-21% LUQ, it seems like, for the last couple of years. And I've seen other leaders in this company take that number from 20-40% or higher. So I set a goal for myself and my team to take our organizational team level up qualification to north of 50% by the time we get into Nashville in mid-September. And so that's my goal. That's my vision. I shared that with my team with our breakout on Sunday after convention. It's one thing to have a goal, but it's another thing to have a goal and not have a plan. You don't have a plan. All you have is a goal. Without a plan, all you have is a hope or a wish. And we all know that story. If you wish in one hand and spit in the other, you see which one to fill up faster. So anyway, I put together a plan, and my plan was to get everyone on my team focused on that goal of leveling up every single new recruit that we bring on board. I'm sharing with you guys my plan. Now, this may not be your plan, so our goal is to make whatever you focus on and recognize will expand. So we're going to focus on and recognize those people on our team who get leveled up within their first 20 days or the first month and the ones who help them do it. So that's going to be our focus. It's the drum that we're going to beat every single day between now and Nashville and beyond, because that's our goal, is to get our LUQ up to north of 50%. One out of every two associates recruiting our team will level up within their first 20 days, definitely within their first month in the business. And the way we're going to do that is by focusing everyone on level up, not just new recruits. In fact, Randy, I think you'll appreciate this. I know you will too, Jeremy. I just said, you know what? We're going to get the whole team focused on leveling up. And I don't mean, you might say, well, that only affects new people. No, I'm saying everyone on the team, we made everyone commit to a minimum activity of leveling up every single month. That means everyone on our team is going to do at least 3 memberships and 1 associate every single month. Now, you can do 3 and 3, 4 and 4, and you can recruit 10 people, or you can sell 50 memberships as long as you, at the very least, do 3 memberships and recruit 1 associate. Obviously, I want you to recruit 3 and 3 or 4 and 4 or 5 and 5, but the very middle activity is 3 and 1. 3 and 1 because I want everyone thinking and talking about leveling up. Because if you're focused on getting leveled up personally every month as an associate, as a leader on this team, then you're going to be talking. You're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be talking about it to your new recruit that you just recruited. You're going to get them thinking and talking about it to their new recruit. So that's how we're going to affect this number to get it to 50% by Nashville, is by talking about it and recognizing those people on the team who are doing it. And so that's my plan, guys. And I think if I can affect that number, get our team focused on leveling up every month, new recruits and existing team members, and just make that our focus, I know that our numbers will explode. I mean, let me give you an example. And this is from Kevin Moeller's training. If you have a team that's recruiting about 10 associates a month, every single month, and they're leveling up 20%, that means 2 out of those 10 people are leveling up every month. You continue that out. You go that out for 12 months. At the end of 12 months, your organization will have recruited will be about 374 new associates, 374, 375 associates, which is not bad for a team that's recruiting, 10 people a month, 120 people a year. But the level up qualification at 20% will mean your team will be about 375 recruits at the end of 12 months. Watch this. If you'll just increase that number to 4 out of 10, to a 40% LUQ as opposed to a 20% LUQ, the difference in numbers in 12 months on a 40% level up qualification percentage, you'll end up with a team of over 1,700 people. So what's the difference between 375 and 1,784? I don't mean the literal math difference. I mean, we know that's about 1,300 recruits, but, I mean, that's it. It's 1,300 recruits, and all you did was help 2 more people get leveled up than you had previously been doing it. Look at the difference, the geometric growth of just doubling your level up percentage from 20% to 40%. That's why I set our team goal to be 50%. Because if you can affect, that's like 4 times, almost 5 times more associates on your team in 12 months by just increasing by from 20% to 40%. I said, what if we shoot for 50%? We might, the geometric progression, the multiplying effect of that might be like 6 times the recruits or 7 times the recruits. I don't know, but that's our goal. And I'm just throwing it out there as what my plan is. That's my plan to get our recruiting numbers up, to get our income up, our bonuses up, and ultimately our income up so that I can bring my wife to Dallas next year and we can walk across that stage to pick up our new $500,000 ring. Actually, I hope they'll give us our 300, our 400, and our 5. That way I can have all of them. I would put all of them in my hand and just be like Michael Jordan. So anyway, y'all, I'm super excited. If you can't tell, I hope that you've got a plan. I mean, hopefully you got a goal and you've got a plan for what you want to be by Nashville and then where you want to be by Dallas next year. But I'm just super, super excited, fired up about all the promotions and all the great stuff we got going on. I hope you are as well. And as always, it is my absolute pleasure to be asked to speak on this call just to share a little bit about what LegalShield's been able to do for us. And just so honored, as always, to be on the More Success Team call, Ken and Shirley Moore, along with Randy and Jeremy, just to be on this journey over the last 25 years together. We've been through the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, the highs and the lows, and we're still here. And I think that's, I think one of the reasons why that the new platinum bonus, $1 million bonus that everyone's so excited about was been given to us, guys, is because I think, in my opinion, I think it was kind of the company's way, Steve Williams's way of saying, you know what, for all you guys that stuck around with us through the ups and the downs, people quitting and leaving, to all the short sellers and all that good stuff, you guys believed enough in us to keep going and stick with it and stay with us. And here's, that old saying, if stick and stay, you'll get your pay. Guys, right now, we're all going to end up getting our pay over the next 3 or 4 5 years if you've got a goal to get yourself the executive director for life and then ultimately platinum for life. I mean, I can't see how, if ED for life isn't your goal, it absolutely needs to be somehow, some way. And then if you're a stud out there, then join me in running for platinum for life to pick up the millions of dollars in income and bonuses that are now available to us over the next 4 or 5 years. Because it's out there and it's free. We just got to go out there and work for it and work our tails off. So I'm focused and fired up and looking forward to seeing all of you guys in Nashville and being able to report to you just how things are going with our team and how where we are in terms of our goal. And looking forward to each one of you holding me accountable over the next 12 months to bring my wife to Dallas at the International Convention and make sure we get those new rings. So with that, Randy, Jeremy, Charlene, and anyone else out there, I know a lot of other friends I heard chiming in as well. That's all I had to share tonight, unless you guys got any questions for me or anything else you guys want me to talk about.
Well, Russell, I believe we do. We've got several of our Millionaire Club members, maybe ring earners, on tonight, and they may have a question or a comment. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's look at Idaho and 100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damien Sheeber. Damien, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
That's my buddy Damien. Hey, man.
How are you, sir?
I'm awesome, brother. What can I do for you?
Well, you know, I got to tell you that you were out in Utah about a year and a half ago, one of the most impactful Super Saturdays that I've ever been to. Thank you so much. I want you to know that, you know, so far this year, I've been working the plan, working my plan anyway. 3 recruits a month. I actually snuck a fourth one in there 1 month. So, but I guess the question I have for you tonight, and, you know, because it's something you talked about at that Super Saturday, and, you know, you obviously had a lot of success early on, then you kind of got comfortable for a little while, and then you had some people on your team pass you up, and that spurred you on to further growth. But if you would talk about the necessity of truly leading your team, because that's something you and Carol have always done, right? Even when you got passed up, you're like, hey, man, we need to get back on the ball, and you – all of a sudden you were leading your team again. Do you talk about the necessity of leading your team no matter what level you're at the moment?
No,
that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. No, you know what? And it's kind of what I was saying earlier. You know, Mr. Self, that's another thing that struck me at the convention is that, you know, we have to take responsibility for our own teams. You know, it's so easy to say, hey, my team didn't do this. My team didn't do that. You know, my goal was to qualify platinum in the month of March, even coming out of convention with all the promotions. And I could say, you know what? And I didn't hit it. We ended up just short of I thought if we didn't hit platinum, we'd at least hit gold. But you know, my one guy, my gold executive director team didn't make it. They were running to get it done, but they didn't get it done. And, of course, my other platinum organization, which is one of my Hawaii team, they didn't get it. They didn't qualify last month either. And I thought, man, with all the promotions, all the energy and momentum we have going into March and coming out of the convention, who wouldn't want to qualify in the month of March for executive director? So I could blame them. I could say, you know what, man, if my gold leader team didn't qualify, I'd be platinum. Or, you know, if my Hawaii team hadn't done what they should, I'm not platinum because of them. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with me. You know, I shouldn't have to be worried about that, my team, that's my gold executive director leg or my platinum executive director leg. Because if I had some other teams in place that were out working with that were creating new executives, if I had, you know, 3 or 4 more new executive director teams in place, I wouldn't ever have to worry about not qualifying or qualifying for platinum because I need to be doing my job. So my point is that we do need to just lead our own teams because we're responsible for our own business no matter what. No matter what the company does, no matter what the market does, no matter what happens, it's up to us. You know, the one thing that hasn't ever changed in my 25 years, the membership works and the checks cash. You know, as long as, you know, Stone Point or Mid-Ocean or whoever, you know, as long as they don't change the fundamentals of this company, which means that they don't decide to make the plan, you know, $1,000 a month, or they decide to, you know, change it back to an open access plan, or, you know, just mess up the fundamentals of the company, which they wouldn't do. That would be dumb. So as long as they don't change the fundamentals of the company and they continue to say, you know what, if you'll enroll a member, we're going to continue to pay you a commission override, then that's the only thing we have to focus on is just get out there, share the plan, and teach our people to do the same thing, and they're going to get paid a commission, we're going to get paid an override, and we're going to get paid a commission on what we do. And so we can only control the things that we can control. And because of that, we have to. And our team will do what we do. They see us lead, then they will follow. And if they will then lead their team. So it's up to us to just recognize that if it is to be, it's up to me. And I quit complaining. I quit griping about my team, what they're not doing. And I just keep looking in the mirror about what I'm not doing. I've in too many years not consistent. You know, I don't like being outside looking into the Platinum World Council. I'm sick and tired of that. That's, you know, another thing that's on my affirmations that I picked up from Steve Melia and Jack Canfield this weekend, that I gotta be on my daily affirmations every single day, writing them down, reading them, visualize them every day, just like Steve Melia said, just like Jack Canfield said. And ever since I heard Steve Williams do that training on the first main session on Friday, Saturday morning, and every Saturday morning, every morning and night, ever since, I've been writing my affirmations down, reading them aloud, visualizing them every day, and I'm more focused on them. In fact, before I go to bed at night, I'll write my affirmations out again, read them again, visualize them. I'm committed to making some changes in my own business, to myself, so I can affect the change in my team and ultimately lead them towards. So the best thing I can do for my team is to paint the vision, make it plain, give them a plan and a track to run on, so they can do the same thing, because they're going to copy what you do. Woody used to always say, your team does 100% of what you do wrong and only 50% of what you do right. So understanding that, you got to focus on doing the right thing, because they're only half of them are going to do what you're doing right. So, but they're all going to do what you do wrong. So focus on the right things and do the right things all the time. That's what leaders do. So thanks, David, for that question. Anybody else?
Yes, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Peden, for sharing with us tonight and for your example and continue to lead by example. It's definitely inspiring. I was just wondering if there's some folks on the call that maybe they haven't been recruiting a lot in a while, and they want to get back into that recruiting mode, that recruiting mindset. And do you have any thoughts or tips for someone that want to get back into that mode?
Well, yeah, why'd you do it? I mean, why'd you stop? I mean, I'm a recruiter, always have been. You know, I always like to say, I'm a product of my raising. You know, I was raised in a recruiting organization under Woody and Fran and my leaders, and of course Linda Bowden, who was the reason that Carol and I are in the business. You know, she put together a training early on in our business that really did it for me. If it wasn't for that training that she organized along with Woody and Fran that Carol and I attended on March 13, 1993, we would not be here today. That's why I caught the vision of what it meant to recruit. I had in Linda, she'll tell you, I sat there when Woody got up there and he began to go over the comp plan and he started talking about overrides. I think I shared this with you guys the last time I was on the call. I didn't know that anything like that. I didn't know that I could recruit someone who could recruit someone who could recruit someone who could recruit someone. And that person who sells membership, I don't even know that person, but I get an override. Are you kidding me? I thought that was the most amazing thing. It was like the heavens opened up. I couldn't believe anything like that even existed. So this idea of recruiting, build a team, to me, that was the only way to do it, because I'm lazy. I'm lazy enough to work. I'm lazy enough to work hard enough so I don't have to work. So recruiting to me seemed like the only way, because leverage makes more sense. I realized with my little 0.0 grade point average is that 5 people can market more memberships than 1. You know, that 10 people can market more memberships than 5, and so on and so forth. So I can go out there and bust my tail and do it, and, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, people are doing really well for just marketing plans, individuals, groups, small businesses, however they're doing it. But I just recognize that a team of people can do a lot more than just a few people. So I'm a recruiter. So I'd say, look, you know, sell yourself in recruiting. Do those numbers. In fact, that little plan I gave you for what we're going to focus on my team, you know, getting everyone on your team to level up, do a 3-1. I challenge my leaders to just draw that out. Take a piece of paper and just write that out. Write out how many recruits you and your team are doing, 5 a month, 10 a month, 20 a month, whatever you're doing right now, and just say, you know what, if we're able to get a 50% LUQ or 40%, whatever number, whatever goal you want, and just do those numbers and just draw it out. And just between now and Nashville, between now and Dallas of next year, look what will happen to your team if you just focus on recruiting. A simple concept of everyone doing 3-1. Some are going to do more. Some are going to do less. But if everyone just focuses on 3-1 and half those people leveled up, 3-1 and half those people leveled up, 3-1 and half those leveled up every single month, what that would look like in terms of, see, when you do that out, the geometric growth, the exponential growth that happens when you start building a team, to me, that should just excite you. Now, you know, the crazy part is you look at your list or your team, and you look at all these people that are on your team, and you realize you only got, you know, 10 people doing something or 20 people doing something, and that seems to drive – I know that drives some people nuts, like, man, how come I got all these people and none of them are doing anything? And you guys heard me tell that story with Tony Woody. I used to complain to Woody all the time about how we have all the people on our team and nobody's doing anything, and Woody would just – he would just slam his top of his genealogy down on the table and say, look, I got a lot more people not doing nothing than you got. He said, the key to make a whole lot of money is you got to find a whole lot of people who ain't doing nothing if you're going to build a big team. So I think you guys just got to decide if you want to recruit and sell yourself in recruiting by just doing the numbers to show what's possible if you can just get a lot of people focusing on a few simple things on a consistent basis.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right. Next, let's go out to someone that you're pretty familiar with, been around about the same length of time as you and a Millionaire Club member from Oklahoma, and that's Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you in speaker mode? Do we have Harold in speaker mode?
One of my favorite people.
I know he's on. Let me see if I can unmute him if he is. Hold on just a second.
I heard him chime in.
Harold, are you on yet? Well, might not can get him on. I apologize for that because he always likes to. All right. Instead, let's just stay right in the state of Oklahoma and go to another Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. David Peterman from up in Stillwater. David, have you got a question or comment?
Yes, Mr. Moore. Hello, Russell. We certainly appreciate you. More of a comment. I appreciate your insight tonight, and you know, certainly as Mr. Kenmore had always told us, you know, there ain't anything that, you know, another recruit, you just recruit and bring some new people in, it'll fix about anything. It's kind of what my wife and I have talked about. We our goals haven't quite been making that, and just to be able to understand that everyone that's working, going forward and building needs to do that same thing. Just the PCQ, the factory, getting people leveled up. It's the basics, getting back to the basics, understand, sell and recruit and teach to do the same thing. Your comments tonight were just very inspiring. Appreciate it. Hit the nail right on the head. Appreciate you very much.
Well, thanks, David. I appreciate it. You know, on that same note, guys, you know, someone said to me, well, actually one of the leaders on my team said, you know, well, we're getting a focus on 3-1 every month. You know, should we have a big focus on performance to qualify, your new PCQ for life bonus and all that? I said, look, unless you're selling 995 plans or something, I mean, if a person is doing the 3-1 every month, they should be focused, they should be PC qualified. So we're not, you know, I'm calling it LUQ for life, which kind of goes along with PCQ for life, which kind of leads to ED for life, which should lead to platinum for life. So this is just my way of interjecting LUQ for life to the equation. But really, because I'm just trying to get my team to focus on something every month that they can do. See, everyone on this call, everyone on your team can do, if you focus on 3-1, I'm not telling you to change your game plan. I'm just saying this is what I'm doing with my team. But everyone, I know, so I can say, you know, PCQ every month, that's your goal. I mean, nothing wrong with that, because the only challenge is there's all kinds of different ways to PC qualify, right? Because especially with the points based upon premiums and all that stuff, and the 80 points just for the recruit and all that stuff. But, I mean, but 3-1 is a pretty simple thing. 3 memberships, 1 recruit is the minimum level of activity. And if you're doing it right, that should PC qualify you every month. So I'm not – David, I appreciate that. I'm just saying. So some of you may be thinking the same thing. My leader was thinking, like, well, isn't that kind of getting them off focus of, you know, what they should be setting as their minimum goal is PC qualify? You're exactly right. I think I'm killing 2 birds with 1 stone, but I'm keeping it super simple. So I appreciate those comments, David.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So Russell, I tell you can always tell when you got a great guest speaker because the time flies by. That was about a quick 30 minutes, I'll tell you. I appreciate you being our special guest speaker tonight. Tell Miss Carol hello for us, and we'll have to hug those kids. I know they're getting big.
Hey, look, I appreciate it, guys. I'll see you all in Nashville, if not sooner.
All right.
Appreciate it. My pleasure being on the call. It's my honor, guys, as always. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, everybody. Jeremy, all the other leaders.
Great job.
Alex,
so we appreciate
John,
you,
everybody. Bye, y'all. Anytime.
All right. As Mr. Kenmore always state at the end of every conference call, God, family, Legal Shield. Good night, everyone.